Lag Ba'omer is upon us, Amit Hashem. Let's speak a little bit, B'siyata D'Shmaya, about Reb Shimon. Gemara tells us that Talmid Reb Akiva died until Lag Ba'omer, and on Lag Ba'omer they stopped dying, and the reason why is Mipnei Shelo Nagu Kavod Zelazeh. So therefore, on the one hand, the Simcha of Lag Ba'omer is because of the hefsek and the velus. But of course the shaila is why is that cause for a day of simcha? You see, B'chol Petutzos Yisrael, that Lag Ba'omer is not just a day where we are satisfied, we accept the fact that the tragedy has come to an end, rather that it's a day of simcha, something to be proud of, to be b'sameach of. You wouldn't say that just because many people died and they stopped dying, that's a day of simcha. There's something obviously much more to it than that. From the fact that, as Bnei Sosra testifies, that the simcha by Meiron is literally l'malam min ateva. So the emes is, the Sfarim tell us that Reb Shimon's Petira was on the day of Lag Ba'omer. And as it's clear from the Zohar HaKadosh, this is the day which he was able to be zeiche, that they had the reshus to be megale things. So b'chol chayav, that his entire life he wasn't able to be megale. In a certain sense, the death of Reb Shimon is a simcha, a celebration of his entire life, which was a life of gili of sodas of Torah. And on that day, he was megale sodas of Torah, keif al keflaim. So as we'll go along, Rezus Hashem, let's try to understand, are these two separate things, l'char or not? In what way are they connected, the concept of l'yinohogu kavad zelazeh, to the inyan of the giluyim of Sodas HaTorah through Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Let's try to understand who this Reb Shimon is. In a certain sense, what are the great accomplishments in Avodas Hashem through the Gilim of Sodas of Tar? Zohar Kaddish tells us that there are four klipos which are saviv to the Kedusha. The Pasuk says, Vel ginas egos yiraditi, that an egos has four klipos. In order to get to the core, to the peri, which is the nekud of Kedusha, a person has to pass through four klipos. Three klipos kashos, three of the four are what's called very difficult klipos. And the fourth one is a very soft klipa, just like on an egos, that there are three hard shells. And then the fourth one is somewhat soft and can be eaten together with the peri. Like when you open up a peanut, for example, right? So then there's the very thick shell and there's that very thin layer, hardly a shell, which can be eaten together with the peanut. You wouldn't know the difference. This fourth klipa is called Noga. That's its name. And it's saviv the Kedusha. And it surrounds the Kedusha. We would say, regarding these four klipos, the three klipos kashos, of which the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us we cannot be mevarer on our own. Now, of course, every single klipa has nekudas of Kedusha and they need a birur. So how is one mevarer the three klipos kashos? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us through the precious from them. For example, if a person wants to eat treif, chalila, and he holds himself back and he doesn't do so, by doing so, he's mevayra, the kedusha which is inside that treif adavar. Because he doesn't have the kelim to be mevayra it. And he listens to the kol Hashem, not to engage, not to try to be mevayra. By doing so, he's mevarer, because he allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he invites HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol to be the one to be mevarer. This is the secret of Kishem shekibalti schara ledrisha, kach kibalti schara lepisha. There's an equal schar by the drisha and by the pisha, that in a certain sense, the pisha itself is even higher than the drisha, to know your boundaries. Klai Yisrael came to Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them one mitzvah, that's called atzeres. To be magbil sahar. Vigbaltai, to know where they could not go upon, to know how to draw a gvul. By drawing that gvul, it was zeichet to that hiskabus of anoich Hashem alokecha. And in fact, it was only because Shimon HaMsuni that he knew where to draw the line, how to be Dorish, all the secrets of Torah which he was Dorish. We don't know all the secrets of the Essen which he was Dorish. There were Avada, great secrets of Torah until Reb Shimon, until Reb Akiva came along, and he was able to darshan it. And he said, no, where does that come from? Of course, it was only because Shimon HaMsuni was Mekai in this inyan of Keshem Shekibat Yitzchar Ladrisha, Kach Kibat Yitzchar Lapisha. And of course, he wasn't Mekabal that Tzchar by himself, but he was able to open the gateways that Rabbi Kiva should come along and do so. And to him, Shimon, this was the greatest Tzchar, Shimon HaMsuni, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kabbalah should be Nitzgali Yoyser V'Yoyser. When it comes to the Klipa of Noga, however, because it's a Klipa Daka Ad Ma'oid, person has the opportunity and the ability to be Mavari there. The Iker Klipa of Noga, therefore, finds itself within the world of Rishus. That which a person has a Rishus, either to be a Chassid or not to be a Chassid, to go the Atramal, Lifnim Mishus Din, or not to do so. That after a person, let's say, is poirish from things which he's not allowed to engage in, that he's makabal upon himself all tarig mitzvos, and he is able to remove himself from the gimel klipos kashos, in the world of Avodas Hashem and how to be an Eved Hashem, the ikar klipa which stands before him is the klipa of Noga, which the most biur needs to take place from. It's in this world of Noga that a person has to know how to be mevar between two good things. Whereas in Klipa, in the three Klipos Kashos, a person has to know how to be mevar, how to separate himself from Toiv Ra. When it comes to the Klipa of Noga, everything is Tov, or perhaps there's very little Ra. However, a person needs to know how to be mavchen bein Tov l'Tov. As Hashem says in His Torah to Bnei Israel, Re'ei, Mesati l'fanecha, Esachayim v'samaves, esatoy v'esara. What does Hashem say? Uvacharta b'chayim. Why doesn't it say uvacharta b'toyv? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in front of us toyv and ra, and chayim and maves, and a person of course knows not to go after the ra and the maves, what's left before him is the tov and the chayim. And Hashem says uvacharta b'chayim. That there's still a bir achabir. To be mevayar toyv from chayim. And that's the inyan of Klipas Noga. That if a person has in front of him something which is good and something which is life, to know how to be mevar properly between the Toiv and the Chaim, and to be mekayem upon himself with Bechar to Bechayim. Atem advekim Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. That's what we want. Adam HaRishon in the Gan, he was confronted with this Nisayon, that he had before him the Eitz HaChaim and the Eitz HaDas Toiv Ra. Why in fact did he eat from the Eitz HaDas Toiv Ra? Because he wanted to be Mevarer, the Toy from the Ra. But this was his mistake. That he wasn't Uvachar to Bachayim. What he should have done was eaten from the Eitz HaChayim. And not to be eaten from the Toy of the Ra. Because he thought that it was in his Yecholes to be Mevarer Toy from the Ra. What he didn't realize that there's a Darga of treating Klipas Noga like the other three Klipas as well. That just as by the Gimel Klipas Kashos, person has to recognize, and it's clear that Hashem gives him a tzivoy not to do so. And therefore, he has to listen and invite the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do the biurim, as we explained. So too, when it comes to Klipa of Noga, there's a perspective that here too, I also invite the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do so. And this was the Nisayim of Adam HaRishon. And on the one hand, he saw that he was so great and he had the ability to be Mavar the toy from the Rav and the Eitz HaDas Tzivira. It was Biachalto to do so. Except what was stopping him? The tzivei of Hashem. Hashem says, "Lo seichlu, ki b'mchal chamimenu mos tamos." And this was the challenge. Does he listen to the Dvar Hashem? Or does he engage in the Eitz HaDas Tevran to be Mevarit? And of course he did so the Shem Shemayim. He had an intention of being Moser Nefesh, that's for sure. But mitzad the fact that there was Toi Vera here, he knew he could be Mevarit Toi from Ra. But Hashem says, but also the Eitz HaMavis is here too. Ki b'mchal chamimenu mos tamos. You don't find that the Eitz HaChaim is called the Eitz HaChaim Chaim v'Maves. It's called only the Eitz HaChaim. Where was the Maves? Elamai Hashem says, Ki b'chol chamimenu mos tamos. Hashem said, listen, what you see, you have to believe me here. You have to have emunah in me. That if you see just Tov Ra, which you think could be Mevarer, Know here that Nignas here is also the Nekuda Mavis. The Eitz Mavis is here too. And this was the quandary of Adam HaRishon. To treat it like a Klipas Noga, or to listen to the Dvar Hashem that there's a Nekuda here also Gimel Klipas Kashas. And like we said before, of course it was an act of L'Shem Shemayim that Adam HaRishon did. That he wanted to be Mevarit, even at the expense of his own death, in order to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That he was Moris Yonaf Shalom Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem. Which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated him as a shogeg. And that chet is not such a great chet after. Of course, it caused misa to the whole world. He didn't do the right thing. But there was an ounce of the Shem Shemayim, which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu lessened the punishment, the gzar din on him, and it was not miskam on him, mois tamos. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw his nekudah the Shem Shemayim. What we see here is that it was called the Raza de Chaim, the secret of Chaim. That even after a person is mekabel upon himself not to do averus, that he has to also search for the Nekud of the Eitz HaChaim, of which Adam HaRishon failed to do so. So therefore the Shadle is, how does a person succeed in the Klipa, which is called Klipas Noga? That a person should be a tzaddik, that he should be davik to the Eitz HaChaim. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, the defining quality of Klipas Noga is that it's as follows. This is the Lashon. The Sfarim HaKadoshim, Ki koif bifnei Adam, that it's like a monkey. It's like a monkey in front of an Adam or with the face of an Adam. In fact, all of Darwinism comes from this Nekuda, the whole ending of evolution, that man comes from the apes, Kekoif Bifne Adam, that also comes from Klipas Naiga, the Inkamakum Laharach Bazet. The concept of Kekoif Bifne Adam is like a copycat. Monkey see, monkey do, as the expression goes, that's Kekoif Bifne Adam. By the Tzaddikim, there was very much the thirst and the search for authenticity, for the Nekud of Emes. Then even after a person becomes a tzaddik and he's mekabel upon himself not to do the averus of the Torah, in order that he should become himself, that he should realize his true essence of who he is, so the Klipas Noga is the biggest ikuv in this pursuit of self-discovery and true essential Nekud HaSachai. That's called Kekoif Bifnei Adam. The Sfarim HaKadoshim called this Chikui. Chikui means, even in Hebrew grammar, it means to replicate, try to copy. And on this, the Torah HaKadosh tells us, Uvuchu Kaiseihem Lai Seilechu. That a person is not allowed to go in the ways of Chikui, of trying to be Medame himself to other tzaddikim. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the tzaddikim were so careful in this inyan that they always were concerned about themselves lest they actually be eating from the Eitz HaChaim in their Avodas Hashem, or maybe without them even knowing it, that they're falling into the hands of Klipas Noga, which is the inyan of Chikui. Am I just trying to be somebody else other than myself? The Zidat Shaver said about himself that for many, many years, I forget how many, he told the Kamarna, his nephew, that he was concerned about himself, that maybe he was not amongst the tzaddikim and he was only really in the Klipa of Noga. Maybe he's trying to be medame himself to somebody else from the other tzaddikim of the generation. A person has to know how to learn from the ways of the tzaddikim, not to try to copy tzaddikim or to copy anybody else, rather to be inspired, to learn from them how they're searching for themselves and how to do the same thing with myself as well. Otherwise, a person is not being dovek to the MS, he's being dovek to the sheker. Because that's Sheker. Chikui is Sheker. And this was the grave concern of the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Talmid of Rabbi Akiva means very great people. What does it mean, Shalanogu Kavod Zelazeh? Shalanogu Kavod Zelazeh means that they found in Eitza how to be so careful to stay away from Klipas Noga. And this is what the solution was. That if they can not be mevazi each other, but by not being showing kavod zelazeh, they would be marchik from trying to be mechake zehedzeh. I'm not going to come to copy you if I'm not mechapid you. So this was their eitzah. In fact, I think I may have even seen this in the writings of Rav Wolfson, that he was masber this way. I don't remember exactly, but I believe so, that in Kotsk, they were very big in this, that when you came to Kotsk, they didn't give you any big kavod, didn't matter who you were. Right, that he even had ways of putting each other down, and the reason why was because in Kotsk there was a very big emphasis on self-discovery, coming to who you truly are. And this was an Eitz in doing so. And of course, Kutzk didn't last. And because Karevi knew it wouldn't last. There's a story about this between him and his Yidid Nefesh, the Varka Rebbe, which we're not going to discuss now, which I heard from my Rebbe. That being that Noiga is an element of Sheker, and they were so careful in Sheker, and the Torah says, Midva Sheker Tirchak. The Torah says explicitly, the Torah gives a siyog to the Mid of Sheker, to be Marchik Harbi Harbi from the Mid of Sheker. So they did so the Shem Shemayim Shulonogu Kavazelezeh in order to be able, and they agreed upon this, Shulonogu Kavazelezeh, that they wouldn't give Kavazelezeh, in order to be able to bring out this Nakud of authenticity, this Nakud of Emes. However, of course, the plan failed, and it didn't find Ratzon in the eyes of Hashem. And in fact, it brought upon themselves the Misa Meshuna, it brought upon themselves the Mid of Din. And the reason why is because there's a concept called the Satan Milfanenu Miacharenu. Satan from in the front and the Satan from behind. And many times a person is able to escape the Satan Milfanenu, that he sees an obstacle in his way and he finds an Eitz on it, only to be hit from behind with another obstacle which he didn't see coming. And this was the fault and the flaw of Shalanogu Kavazelezeh, that if you're not Noi Kavazelezeh, you may be able to save yourself from the Klipa of Noga, and the ra'us of chikoi, but if you're not noy kovaz al-zeh, then where's your achdus? Where's the ahava b'neichem? Where is the kovaz b'neichem? Having the kovaz b'neichem is a very gevaldik thing, to be noy kovaz to chavera. And since they were misnag zayim zeh with the mid of din, which is gematria noyga, although they may have escaped the noyga milafanehem, but the noyga miacharehen, they were not able to escape, and they fell into noyga from behind. And they're mamshach upon themselves the mid of din, because they were misnahag in dim zayimzeh. As you're misnahag with yourself down here, so too they're misnahag with you above. And they're mamshach din upon themselves. V'kula mesu. This is the inyan of to be choshev, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Mishnah tells us, schar mitzvah keneged hefseda. Many times a person sees a schar of a mitzvah ahead of him, but he also has to be choshev the hefsed involved in that. And it was that they paid a heavy price for the Schar Mitzvah. There was a tremendous hefsid which came along with it as well. Comes along Rabbi Shimon, who was spared from the Misa of the Talmid of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shimon has a whole other way. As he says upon himself, Anan b'chavivusa tayam milsa. That this is a chevra, the chevra of Rabbi Shimon, where the Mida of Ahava is at the shayrish of it all. With tremendous ahava and respect in the chevraya of Reb Shimon. As he says in the Zohar Kodesh, Kol chevraya b'yamid Reb Shimon, that the entire chevraya in the days of Reb Shimon, rechima dinafsha v'rucha hava binayhu. There was tremendous love of nefesh and ruach which flowed between them. This is why Reb Shimon was spared, that he wasn't bechlal that eitzah of shalonog u'kavad zelazeh, of midva sheker tirchak, to find the emes. In fact, Reb Shimon was very much involved in b'mechabed zelazeh. Now the question, therefore, though, is that how will one escape the klipa of noga? How does one not fall into the pitfalls of noga? And in fact, if you're giving kavad zelazeh, and you may come to chikor, you also come to a gaiva. Oh, you're mechabed me. Such a chash of a person, which is why they also put down in Kutzk. To bring a person to a shfiras alev. But the etza is as follows. And this was the chap of Rabbi Shimon. This is the gevaldik derech of Rabbi Shimon, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that this was the proper path. And the fact that Rabbi Shimon was the one who was not just chosen to be alive, but also to be megadol the sodas of Torah. The Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us to be mefarish v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha ani Hashem. What's the juxtaposition of ani Hashem to be ahavta l'reicha kamecha? This is how the Mefarish it. If you treat one another with proper love and respect, Ani Hashem, Hashem says, I also want to be a part of this chevra. In fact, there's a story, I think it was Rav Moshe speaking for Samran. I forgot who it was. Maybe it was him, I don't remember exactly. But once he came to the Beis Medrash of the Baditch of the Rebbe, of Shmelke from Nicholsburg, and he saw, this is a big makatsu in the story, and he came there and he saw the Kedushas Levi there, and he saw the Kedushas Levi davening like that, and he turned to from Shmelke and he said, how did he learn to daven like this? He said, not from me. For me, he learned the Niglas HaTorah. Before he came here, he was by the Maggid from Mezrich. If you want to know how to daven like this, you have to go to the Maggid from Mezrich. So he went to the Maggid from Mezrich, and he asked the Maggid that he should teach him how to daven. And the Maggid told him as follows. Again, I'm being makatza, there's other pratim, beautiful pratim in the story, but not for now. The Maggid told him as follows. The Maggid said, I'm too old to teach you already how to daven like this. Only my young years I was able to teach it. I'll just give you one yesod, and with this yesod, you'll be able to have everything. And this is what he told him. He said that there was two chaverim who loved each other very much. One became very rich and close to the king, and the other one was very poor. And one day he wanted to come visit his friend in the palace, who he knew was very close to the king, to help, that he should help him. And he couldn't get into the gates, and he had to sleep outside the gates, and there was a robbery in the city, and they blamed this yid who was sleeping outside, this ani, and they brought him in, and he sent a letter to his friend that he should help him, as they were taking him to kill him. So the rich friend of his comes, and he sees that his friend is about to be killed, and he says, you've suffered from this embarrassment already too much to be killed. You've already died one time in your life. Let me die instead of you. And when the Melech saw this, the Melech was so misspoiled from the camaraderie between the two of them. He said, I'm saving you and I'm saving you with only one request, that you let me be part of this chevra. I wish I could be part of this chevra also. That's pshat. This is what the Maggid told Rav Moshe Tzvi from Savran. This would be the secret. Maybe it was the sas of a Rebbe. This would be the secret to know how to unlock all the gates, to be like Kedushas Levi. And this is the secret of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said like this, yes, there are concerns in being marbit kavod zelazeh and showing ahavah zelazeh. What are we going to do about the klipas noga? He said, don't worry. When you invite the Shechina to be a part of the Chevra, when the Shechina wants to be a part of the Chevra, then you have to be concerned about it. Hashem will take care of everything. And in fact, Rabbi Shimon was zeichet to this madrega, that he became a chaver with the Shechina HaKadosha. That he became a chaver with the Shechina HaKadosha. The Zohar Kaddish tells us that once there was a bas kol that they heard that there was a certain Saba Mikol Savon. There was a certain Saba of all Sabas who was saying, Shimon, Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon said, you know who's calling me? Hashem Yisbarach is calling me. Because nobody would call me Shimon. They would only call me Reb Shimon. And if somebody's calling me Shimon, Shimon, it must be the Shechina. This is the achdus and the reyes that the Shechina had with Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon was considered to be a chaver toiv of the Shechina. And if you say, ah, how can you become a chaver with the Shechina? It's not respectful to the Shechina, Kedosha. But the Eitz is like this. And this is the answer to how this happens. That if you're mekabel upon yourself the Shechina as a Rebbe, ad kedei kach, was such a spotless, then the Shechina will say to you, I don't want to only be your Rebbe anymore, I want to be your friend also. This is the seder which we find by the Malachim. And then it says, that since they were makabel each other as being a Rebbe, they were machnia themselves to each other, then it brought them to a tremendous ahava zaimzeh. That's the seder. You take me as your Rebbe and I'll take you as your Rebbe. We'll treat each other with tremendous respect. And if you do so, and you machnia yourself to each other, then you'll be able to come to an ava with each other. And that was the pitfall of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. That they were afraid. They were afraid about the kavod. Shlonogu kavod zelazeh. Where Reb Shimon found the opposite way. That if I give you kavod and you give me kavod, then you'll come to a true ava zelazeh. This is the pshat of the Mishnah Avos. It says, Aseh lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver. So the Mefarshei HaMishnah say, Aseh lecha rav, means even if this person who you accept upon yourself as your Rebbe is smaller than you, you should accept upon yourself him as a Rebbe, because the ma'il of having a Rebbe is greater than having somebody who is a Rebbe who may not even be fit to be a Rebbe. Just having somebody to be machnir yourself to is even bigger than having somebody to get the Eitzah from. But what does it say immediately after that? Ukni lecha chaver. You know who that chaver is? That Rebbe who you're makabal upon yourself as your Rav is now your chaver. Asei lecha Rav, ukni lecha chaver. In the end, you'll be zeichet to a chaver from this Rebbe. And that was the Seder of Reb Shimon. That he was asei lecha Rav, everybody who in his life, he made himself into a Rebbe, like David HaMelech said. David HaMelech was, he made himself a Talmid lecha Adam. Ezehu mechubid, hamechabed is abrios. Mitamid yoisim ikulam. This was the eighth of Reb Shimon. That he mevatel himself to the Shechina ad kedei kach, that the Shechina says, oh, this is a friend, not just a Talmud anymore. Like the Gemara has a concept called a Talmud Chaver, right? A Talmud Chaver, this is the secret of a Talmud Chaver. This is the highest madriga. Ad kedei kach, that the Shechina ad kedei found a good friend in Reb Shimon. Like the Bnei Yisachar said about, the Rav said that before, when he died, he said that today the Shechina lost a good friend. Good friend. And because Reb Shimon invited the Shechina Kedoshah to be part of the Chevra, because he found the solution of that Faker, you don't run from the Kavod, you bring a lot of Kavod, and from that Kavod you'll come to an Ava, and the Shechina will want to be part of the Chevra. So the Shechina was Megal to him, the Sodas of Torah. It was from that Ava. And that's Pshat in the Hemshech of this Memra, which you started before. Kol Chevraya B'yamid Reb Shimon Rechim Udinash Savernucha Havi B'nahai. There was tremendous love and affection in the days of Reb Shimon. And what does it say after that? We'll begin kach, and because of this, bedorod Reb Shimon is gal yin havo. Everything was this gal in the generation of Reb Shimon. That was mikoyach, the great ahava between them, that there was zeichet to his galus of Seder Satara. It says also in the Zohar Kodesh, less rishus l'dei amal limsor milin distimin ulefar shalom. Nobody has rishus to be magal of the secrets. Bar mi betzina kedisha Reb Shimon, except for the great light Reb Shimon. Why? The Hakadosh Baruch Hu is stakim al yodai, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking with him, because he gave him rishus. Because the Shechina was present with Reb Shimon. How much Reb Shimon loved the Chevra when he was in the Ma'ara for those 13 years. The Zayar says that at one point Reb Shimon said, "Bechina, I cry, al pishusa min chavraya. I cry from the fact that I can't be with my Chevra." He said, "But the other tamid be Yekiva." And he then said, "Ubechina al milin ilan delay iskalyon lahu." And I cry about these great insights which I have in the Ma'ara that I can't be magala to them. And this is the real simon, whether a person's intention is really the Shem Shemayim or not. Reb Shimon says about himself, "Vishas gilu soydes hatara, zelo layikra dili avidna el layikra deshchinta." Everything he was megala, he only did so to cover the Shechina Kedosha. How can a person be so sure that his intentions are truly for the sake of the Shechina Kedosha? It's as follows. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that the Chavraya said as follows. When we stand by Reb Shimon, mabuin deliba psichin lechol ibar, that our hearts are open in every direction, v'kulim miskalim, and everything is revealed to us. V'kul v'chad is parshana minibah. When we separate ourselves from him, lo yadanu mili v'chom mabuin stim, then everything is concealed. That when they were in the presence of Reb Shimon, everything was open to them. Why is that so? You know why? Because Reb Shimon was so much a chaver tov of the Shechina. And the simon that his intentions were the Shem Shemayim, that he didn't want to be the only one to be Megala the Sodas of Torah. Because if that was the case, and if people were in his presence, they wouldn't be Zechet to anything. But the simon Muvak to that was that when they were in the presence of Reb Shimon, not only was Reb Shimon Megala the Sodas of Torah, but they were also Megala the Sodas of Torah. And that showed that Reb Shimon had such a love for the Chavraya that he wanted that it shouldn't just be for him. Because that would be for the Kavod Atzma. That means that he would fall into the pitfalls of the Klipa of Noiga. But no, The simon, the edus in that was that everybody was zeichet to that. And that was the simon muvak that he was mishtadel to cover the shechina k'dosha. Because the more that there's niskalda, the sedes of Torah, the more that it's marbe cover the shechina. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar says that there was, Rabbi Shimon was like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was one who was megala the Torah. Yet it says about Moshe Rabbeinu that he didn't, how do you know that he had a Torah and that he wanted everybody to be zeichet to that? Because when Eldon and Medo were misnava ben Achameh, and Yeshua says, chop them down, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Mi yitin v'haya kol am Hashem neviim. Halavai that everybody should be a Navi like me. That not only was Moshe Rabbeinu the Navi mikol Adam, he was also the An of mikol Adam. And An of mikol Adam means that he wants that everybody should be zeichet to his madrega. And that was the nikuda of Rabbi Shimon, that he was like Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was zeichet to be megala, the secrets of Torah, because he wanted nothing other than everybody should be like him. He didn't want the covet of it. Because if he wanted the covet, Hashem wouldn't give him the rishas. Because in order to be megala, it has to be very pure, from a holy mouth, that the Shechina is mishtateif in such a mouth. As the Zohar says about Rabbi Shimon, and the Shechina says to Rabbi Shimon, Anoichi eyem picha, I will be with your mouth. That you need the Shechina to be mishtatev in the Gilu Sodas of Torah. And the fact that when everybody was in the presence of Rav Shimon, they were also zeichet to that, shows that all that Rav Shimon wanted was for the Kavod HaShechina, that they should also be mishtatev as well, to be on his Madrega too. So with this we can understand. With this we can understand the difference between the derech of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, of which they meant l'shem shemayim shelanogu kavod zeh lazeh because of the midrash sheker tirchak. Where Rabbi Shimon found an etza that although they were hit from the backside, gufa because they were no kavod zeh lazeh, that there was a lack of the chavraya, Rabbi Shimon was toifis the opposite. That he took all the kavod and he gave it to everybody else, and everybody gave it to Reb Shimon, and that was the whole mahalach of the chavad Reb Shimon, to be mechabed each other, ad kedei kach, that you make yourself bottle to each other, and there should be ava with each other, and then you're mezamin the shechina to be with you, and by doing so you could be megalus and not have to worry about it, and you don't have to worry about the klipa of noga, about the netiyos shelo l'shem shemayim, maybe the gaiva which may be in your heart, and so on. Because you're mechabit everybody else. Everybody's mechabit you. But by doing so, you invite the Shechina HaKadosha, and the Shechina protects you. And it protects the Sodas HaTorah too. Then in a certain sense, you can't. And this goes back to Adam HaRishon even. You can't be so sure of yourself. Al tamim bas b'chad yoyim ma'ischa. But to be invited that klip of Noga also needs the Siyat HaShemayah, the Shechina HaKadosha, to do it right. And that was the mistake of Adam HaRishon, that he didn't ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to help him. Didn't invite the Shechina HaKadosha to be mishtatef with him. And how to be mevara, this stira of, is this a klipas toivara in front of me? Or is this a klipas moves? What is this klipa? Can I be mevara? Can I not? And of course, he was moisir nefesh l'shem shemayim. But had he eaten from the Eitz HaChaim first, and had chosen the v'char to v'char, then he would have been able to be zeicha. So that siyata d'shmaya, to be able to do what was right. So a person can come to to save himself from that noiga, to the true authenticity of who he is, by finding his covet atzmai, by bevatel himself, and inviting the Shechina HaKadosha to be present with him.
The fact that Purim and Lag Bomer cross things of the week.
Which day is Purim and Lag Bomer?
Yeah.
That's certainly something to be said about that. It's certainly true. And it's true. So in this way, the Leinogu covers the Lazer, and the fact that the Gilu Seder of Torah are really one. And that's really the core nakuda. That Rabbi Shimon was of those who were Nogu Kavaz Elazeh. And that's also the reason why there was a Hiskalos of the Seder of Torah. Because of the Chavivas that Rabbi Shimon created in the Chavrai. That's why. As we once remarked, that's the Pshat, as we said. Bar Yochai Nimshachta Ashrecha. Shemin Sason. That this nimshachta ashrecha, this shem itself comes from where? Chavirecha. That even the chavirim, they're moide that it belongs to you. That they're happy to give it to you. You know why? Because there's nobody who wanted more than Reb Shimon than in the godless and the kavod of the chavraya. But they reminded that all of our godless comes from you. Why? Because you love us so much. You love us just like you love yourself. That he was mekayim achdei chachamecha so much. That he heeded to the call of Rabbi Akiva of Zeh Klal Gadol Batayra. As we said, Batayra, as far as I'm saying, Batayra means that in Torah itself, that the Hiskalos of Torah comes through Behavdei Chachamecha. So it's a day of Achdus, and we've spoken about before. If you go to Meiron on Lag BaOmer, you know a little bit what it means, Achdus B'Yisrael. It's a place of tremendous Achdus. It's an Achdus which is Mamish L'malim Min HaTeva. All different walks of life, all different types of Yidden, dancing with each other, kissing each other. But even they don't even know why they're doing it. It's a secret why. But it comes from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is able, that if you're in the presence of Reb Shimon, he brings out the wellsprings within yourself of Torah, of Ava, of Chiba. It's all because it's in Meiron. It's the domain of Reb Shimon. Then he's able to bring out the Nekud in every single Jew. This is the day which the Zohar says under the Rishos of Reb Shimon. It's the day of Reb Shimon. To walk in the ways of Reb Shimon, to learn from his Torah, to learn from his Midos Tavos, to learn from his Nekud of Avdei Chachamecha, and to be zeichet to see the hisgalos of Tzadis HaTorah B'Shleimah, as B'Yitzchak Goyal Tzedek Mir B'Minu Amen.
Amen. How I call that under the quote, you know, boom.